Hi everyone, today we're with the lovely Stephanie Lind from guess where? Here in Ayrshire, in Kilmarnock. Hi Stephanie, how are you?
Hi, I'm great, thank you.
So you're one of the latest actresses to join the Night of Broadway here at the Harbour Arts Centre. Are you looking forward to it?
Yeah, a newbie. Yes, I can't wait. I'm really looking forward to having a little sing song in the Harbour Arts. I love the theatre, it's really pretty and very intimate, so I'm really looking forward to it.
Now, you were telling me earlier on that this is the first time that you've performed in the Harbour Arts Centre, yet you're from Kilmarnock. How did
Oh,
that happen?
shameful. I honestly could not tell you. I've done like a few wee things in Kilmarnock, but I think all my training's kind of been Glasgow based, and then I moved to London and chased the dream for a while, and then I worked abroad. So 10, 20 years down the line, here I am. Back in the hometown, which is actually
Well,
brilliant.
I for one am really happy that you're here because for all those that are listening, Stephanie's got an amazing voice. No, honestly, and I think you're going to fit in really well with the program because it's like everyone has their own kind of characteristics, as you know, because you've met like Rosie and you've spoken to Colin and Yasmin. So as you know, Colin's very operatic, so he's very traditional musical theatre. Rosie's very unique. She is very cabaret, whereas you're also unique. You've got that crossover pop, but you can also do that traditional. And I think with the songs that you've picked, you've made it something different. And I don't want to give too much away.
I've been very it took me a while to choose the songs, and I was trying to keep in mind, the type of audience that we're going to have and the type of theme that you've given us as well, the theme of love, because it's not long after Valentine's Day.
Very true.
And also just challenging myself to do something from, the 40s and the 50s to the 70s to, modern day musical theatre to, and believe it or not, a lot of the time these old songs that you hear get revamped or, done by someone, with a big name, and they get kind of opened up again. And it's really nice to be able to go back to that instead of, pushing that
But it's also
pop.
that thing, and a lot of listeners will probably agree that when you listen to radio, songs don't reflect life anymore, and you find it hard to connect. And I think that's what's really good about A Night of Broadway here at the Harbour Arts Centre, is that that was a plug, by the way. Was
Very good.
that it's songs that you've hardly heard of. Or somebody's caught you off guard and you're going, oh, that really relates to me. Or I know what you're singing about. I've been through that. And I'm doing a lot of these last year, and I'll be there on the 20th, second plug,
Of
of
February.
February. Is that it's really nice to catch people off guard and take them on that journey. Because it's not
Definitely.
like you're just standing there singing a song as a singer, but you're acting through the journey of that song, aren't you?
Yeah, and that's something that I learned quite early on in training, is that acting your way through song is the way forward. And I totally believe in that. And I'll tell anyone that's training or is, looking to go into that, that's what people are looking for. They want someone that thinks out of the box. They want someone that can almost sell a song, but be completely connected to it. And the minute you're connected to something, the audience connects instantly, and you've totally won them over. And it's such a lovely feeling to have. And you're true to yourself, and people can see that. The truth always wins, doesn't it?
No,
Always
it's really
prevails.
cool. So, Stephanie, for anybody that hasn't heard of you, tell us a little bit about yourself and also what shows have you been in? So, is there anything that they might know? Because you did say that you were in Whiskey Kisses. Now, everybody in Scotland knows Whiskey Kisses.
Everyone does know about Whiskey Kisses. Yeah, I was lucky enough to do Whiskey Kisses at the Edinburgh Fringe in 2008, and I did Mani McGregor. And that show was still evolving then, and I managed to kind of get picked to go and do that for the Prince of Wales as well in London. And we did sections of the show for him at St James's Palace, which was just a dream.
What
And it
was
was
that like
just,
meeting him?
it was crazy. It was just, he was so personable actually. And the way the palace is set out is just phenomenal. phenomenal.
Did you ask him for a loan of a tenner?
No, are I didn't. Back? I was so nervous, to be honest. I was like shaking when I was shaking hands with him, and I'm like, what hand do you shake?
Did you have sweaty palms? Were you like, shake?
Yeah, I was like, I'd just done like a full 10 minute like push of this wonderful show, and you know, we all stand in a line, and it's like, you have to curtsy, and then you have
so
to.
So, did he say something about whiskey then? Did he go, yes, I like a little bit of whiskey?
He really enjoyed it. He smiled all the way through the show, and I think he really, really enjoyed it, yeah. And I love that show. It's a great show, and it got a good, so it's always got a good report, that show. And they did it at Pitlochry recently as well. Yes. I think he
did it last year, didn't they?
Yeah,
so it's still there. Yeah, it's always on the go. It's a bit of like the steaming, it never stops. Still get steam in it.
You gotta love it. You gotta love it. If only we had a bit more whiskey and whiskey kisses.
More whiskey and less kisses. Or more kisses and less whiskey.
Well.
So I always ask this question because I think it's a great insight to who the person is that I'm interviewing, and to give our listeners a little bit more about you. So the question is, Stephanie, are you ready for this?
I am ready.
Are you sure?
I hope so.
If you were to play one character in a musical theatre show, who would that character be?
The golden question of any theatre, musical theatre performer.
Yeah.
Right, so I think the one that first pops into my head, and it'll be the one that pops into a lot of females' heads, is Elphaba.
Really?
Yeah, from Wicked, and it's just...
Remind me, is Elphaba the...
That is the one, yeah. It's okay. Because I look like a witch. Oh, no, joking.
It's a black hair.
It's a black hair. It's just one of those parts that came out, and you've just got such a transition from, like, young Elphaba in Act 1 mm-hmm. into Act 2, when Elphaba really becomes an adult and has to deal with such... difficulties, and the world is against her throughout that whole show.
Yeah.
And she does have a lot of things that she has to deal with, and getting on the green makeup, I mean, come on, who wouldn't want to do that every night? And the vocal work that you have to do for it is a challenge. And
yeah, it's an exercise.
There's a risk playing that part, you know, when she is hooked in to, you know, doing the defying gravity bit, there's a risk and a challenge every single night you do that, you know, that part. And some great actresses have done that part,
and a lot of Scottish ones as well, hadn't you? You were saying to me earlier.
Yeah, there's a few Scottish ladies out there that have
took on the role.
So
we're in the Harbour Arts Centre in the theatre space as your listening audiences. What is it about the Harbour Arts Centre in this theatre space that you're most looking forward to performing? What is it about Ayrshire audiences? Because you were saying earlier, there's something special about coming home and performing in front of an Ayrshire audience.
Yeah, well, first of all, I mean, the space itself is intimate,
mm-hmm.
and it's a really warm and welcoming. And usually the Scots in general tend to be very warm and welcoming as well, aren't
they? That's very true. That's a guarantee.
And I'm sure, you know, your mum and your auntie that are going to be in the audience will be rooting for you. And you can, you know, you feel the support whenever you've got an audience that are on your side. You really feel like they're rooting for you. Nobody's sitting there waiting for you to kind of like fail, you know, oh, she got a lyric wrong, ha ha. And sometimes that does happen, you know, and you you've got to laugh it off. And the minute you show a bit of yourself and individuality, an audience just falls in love with you. And they're like,
But do you know something, Steph? I think the audience will absolutely love you because you're that type of person, as you can hear in the podcast, that's just bubbly, talks to anybody. You know, we had lunch before the podcast and I'm like, oh yeah, so it's like 2:30, so I need to go now, Steph. But I think they'll absolutely love it. So if there was one sentence you can say to folk to come along, what would it be?
Ooh. Come along, don't miss out. It's going to be an awesome night.
Yeah, no, I agree. So if you're listening to this podcast and you're interested in coming along to our Night of Broadway here at the Harbour Arts Centre in Irvine, you can book online at capitarock.com, follow the link, or you can telephone the Harbour Arts Centre on 01294 274 059. That's 01294 274 059.